Wondery, I'm Robbie Damond, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode, we'll bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is The Onion Who Made Everyone Cry.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
The leaves rustled gently as the calm breeze blew through the garden. Blades of grass swayed softly, and the water in the pond began to ripple. As the morning said hello, the sun peeked its orange rays onto the horizon. Everything was as peaceful as could be. That peace was promptly disrupted by the alarm clock of the garden's loneliest resident, the Onion. Onion pressed his pedal onto the red button on top of his alarm clock. He sat up and hopped out of bed. He slid on his slippers and made his way to the front door of his modest underground home to check the mail, just like he did every morning. As he passed through the living room, he greeted his pet aunt, Alfonso.
Morning, Alfonso.
Alfonso ran, hid under the couch, and whimpered.
Sorry, bud.
Onion opened the front door and stepped out of his hole in the ground. His neighbors, the tomatoes, were in their front yard, manicuring their pristine lawn.
Morning, Mr. Tomato,
Mrs. Tomato.
Onion waved. Mr. and Mrs. Tomato jumped. Their faces went pale like they had seen a ghost.
Oh, hello. We were just headed inside,
said Mrs. Tomato.
I made some cranberry orange muffins last night. I could drop some off later.
They're made with caramelized oranges. As Onion went on about his brand new baked goods, the tomatoes started to look anxious. Their cheeks began to swell, and droplets of sweat ran down their foreheads. Mr. Tomato wiped a vine leaf across his wet brow.
Okay, we have to go decorate our...
Toaster oven!
Mrs. Tomato choked.
Bye!
The pair scurried into their house and slammed the door shut. Onion sighed.
Oh, man, I wasn't even that close.
Onion proceeded the rest of the way down his front steps to the mailbox. The postal parsnip had her hands on her carry bag, fishing out a few letters that belonged to Onion.
Hello.
Postal parsnip looked up, tears streaming down her face.
I gotta go.
The postal parsnip couldn't get away from Onion fast enough, dropping mail all over the ground the moment she made eye contact. With a heavy heart, Onion gathered the letters and headed inside to be alone. Onion was always alone. Not because he was mean or rude or a bad friend. On the contrary, Onion was nice and kind and extremely thoughtful. No one knew that, though. They just knew Onion as the guy that made everyone cry. It certainly wasn't on purpose. Onion's natural scent brought everyone to tears, and there was nothing he could do to stop it. It had always been this way.
Alfonso! Alfonso, come here, boy!
Alfonso the ant hesitantly peered out from under the couch. Onion held a large roasted cashew in his hand and smiled, hoping that today would be different, and Alfonso would come to retrieve the treat from Onion.
I'll give you a treat.
Alfonso refused to come, so Onion had to do what he always did. He tossed the crunchy cashew to the other side of the room so that Alfonso could enjoy his treat away from Onion's smell. Onion's pungent aroma was too strong for everyone, even his own pet. He had no friends. He couldn't go to tasty restaurants or thought-provoking plays. The only thing he could do was sit in his house in solitude. Onion munched on one of his perfectly baked cranberry orange muffins. He hummed a tune as he flipped through the mail. Oh, let's see. Bill, letter sent to the wrong address. Now, what do we have here? Just then, Onion came across a square, laminated flyer. It was shiny and colorful. Across the top, it read, "The Garden's First Ever Talent Show."
A talent show!
According to the flyer, anyone who lived in the garden could perform. All fruits and vegetables were welcome.
This is perfect! I'll enter the talent show and maybe the audience will be far enough away that they won't be able to smell me. We can even open some windows when I perform. No one will notice.
This was Onion's big chance to impress everyone without them being distracted by his signature oniony essence. Onion grabbed a piece of paper and a pen. On it, he scribbled potential talents.
What am I good at?
Onion imagined what it would be like standing in front of the whole garden as they watched without a single tear in their eyes. He could juggle, or beatbox, or do a magic trick with cards and balloons. As he pondered the possibilities, he ran his eyes over the exciting invite, collecting all the important information.
All acts must be under 3 minutes long. Easy peasy.
Onion grinned and put a check mark next to the sentence.
All acts must live in the garden.
Yep. Onion eagerly placed another check mark on the page.
All acts must audition on August 4th at 1 p.m. Scheduled.
As Onion was about to place the final check mark, he had a sinking feeling in his stomach.
Wait a second.
Onion's eyes shot over to the calendar on his dusty brown wall.
August 4th.
He glanced toward the clock above the sink.
12:55.
Onion gasped.
August 4th at 1 p.m. is now!
Onion leapt up from the table and ran out of his house. He exited in such a rush that he left his front door wide open and forgot to put on his shoes. He sprinted through his yard, hit Mango Street, and barreled toward the Garden City Theater. He flew past garden residents at each turn. Rosebush and her baby bulbs patted their eyes dry as they exited the grocery store. Mr. Daisy sniffled as he sipped his coffee at the cafe. Beat the bus driver slammed on her brakes as her eyes filled with tears.
Sorry, everyone! I have to get to the theater!
He was almost there. Onion could see the neon marquee, the garden's first ever talent show. This was everything Onion had ever dreamed of. A chance to show the whole town that he was cool and talented and the kind of Onion you wanted to be friends with. He reached the entrance and peered through the glass panel in the door to see if auditions had started yet. They had. The audience was a lot closer to the stage than he had hoped, and there were no windows that could be opened. Oh, Onion started to feel nervous, really nervous. He placed his pedal on the door handle, but instead of throwing the door open and heading inside as he planned, he just stood there.
Oh, boy.
Everyone inside was smiling.
They seemed so happy. I don't want to go in there and make everyone cry.
Onion stepped back and looked at the theater. He stood for what seemed like forever. He heard Carrot cracking jokes about being chased by a rabbit, and Dr. Lilac dancing along to her own guitar solo, making all the auditioners ooh and ah. If he went in, all he'd do is make everybody sob from his smell.
Oh, this was a silly idea. I'm going home.
Onion turned around, feeling completely defeated. There wasn't a single fruit, vegetable, or plant on the streets. They were all at home practicing for the talent show. As he rounded the corner to his house, he could hear cheering coming from the theater.
Oh, wow! We got into the talent show!
Exclaimed one of the happy vegetables.
I'm so excited for tonight!
Cried another. Onion sighed. He was happy for everyone else, but felt lonelier than ever. Onion finally arrived home and crawled back into his hole. He trudged to the kitchen and plopped back into the chair he left when he sprinted out of the house. He picked at his unfinished cranberry orange muffin. Sadness made the treat taste slightly less delicious. Onion didn't know what to do, so he laid his head down on the table to take a nap. While Onion slept, everyone else got ready to attend the first ever Garden Talent Show. Onion bolted awake. Someone was knocking at his door. This had never happened before. Normally, people avoided his house entirely. Onion ran over to the door and peeked out the peephole.
Who is it?
Onion, it's a me, your Italian cousin, Scallion.
The tall, green vegetable stood directly in front of Onion's door. Well, he hadn't seen Scallion in forever. While Scallion is part of the Onion family, he barely smelled like anything. He lived on the other side of the garden, and Onion never saw him. Onion slowly opened the door.
I know it's been forever since we've seen each other, but I need your help. You remember Rebel Radish, the lead singer of our band? She's gone and lost her voice. We don't have a clue what to do.
Onion was confused.
I'm sorry that happened, but I'm not sure how I can help. Maybe Rebel Radish should go see Dr. Lime.
You used to be a great singer when we were kids. How about you replace Rebel Radish for the bigger show?
Onion? The lead singer of a band in the talent show? He couldn't believe his ears.
I don't think that's a very good idea. Everyone will just start crying. It won't be fun for anyone.
You could sing from a backstage. No one would see or smell you from there. But they'll as sure as the shallots be able to hear you through the microphone.
I don't know.
Scallion was desperate.
Please, Onion. I really need your help.
Plus, it would be a great opportunity for us to do something together. You're always cooped up in your house, and I miss you.
He missed him? Well, Onion had always assumed that, like everyone else, Scallion didn't want to be around him.
Onion, please.
Onion could hear the sadness in his voice.
Okay, I'll do it.
Scallion jumped up and down with joy.
Yes, yes! Thank you, thank you, thank you! Mwah! Let's go. There's not much time.
Scallion hopped on his bike and waved for Onion to get on.
I'll just walk. If I get on, I'll make your eyes watery and your nose runny.
No, you won't.
Scallion put on a pair of big, clear goggles.
They're for biking, but they also keep your eyes from watering. I noticed when I forgot to take them off at the Aunt Chili Pepper's house.
Onion couldn't believe what he was hearing.
Wow! I wish I had known something like this existed. I just stay away from everybody because of the way I smell.
Scallion's jaw dropped.
That's why you stay away from everyone? We all thought it was because you didn't like us.
No, I was embarrassed.
You don't have to be embarrassed about the fact that you make people cry. Everybody's got something they're insecure about. Cabbage smells funky. Avocados got a heart of stone. And some days, I hate the having a green hair. No one's mad that you make them cry, Onion. It is what it is.
Onion had never thought of it like that.
One time, I saw the tomatoes at the bowling alley, and they said that you're their favorite neighbor. They said you're nice and quiet, and that you always water the grass when they're out of town. They also said they were embarrassed they can't eat any of your baked goods because of their gluten intolerance.
This was a revelation to Onion. He didn't realize that other people were embarrassed about their own stuff. He had also never considered that his neighbors might actually like him. As they flew down the road, Onion started to feel less alone.
Ha ha ha, we're here, and it's a showtime. Head backstage, grab a headset, and get ready to sing your socks off.
Onion rushed off. The nerves started to creep back in. Scallion liked Onion, but What about everyone else? What if he started singing and the smell was so strong that everyone started hysterically crying? It was time for Onion to show everyone how great he really was. Onion opened his mouth and started to sing, hidden from sight.
Close your eyes and you'll see the person you know you can be. Don't be afraid to show who you are to anyone, both near and far. Others may not see inside, but that's no reason to hide. Be brave, be true, be you.
The music filled him with a joy and warmth he hadn't felt in a long time. Everything seemed to be going to plan. Until he heard the sounds of sniffles and crying from the audience. Onion was devastated. Exactly what he didn't want to happen was happening. Onion stopped singing and threw open the backstage curtains, and everyone stared at Onion.
I'm sorry, everyone. I can't help the fact that I make you cry when I'm around. I wish I wasn't like this. I wish I was different. I shouldn't have come to the talent show. I hope you can all forgive me.
Onion turned around and started to walk off stage.
No, no, wait!
A voice shouted out from the audience. He slowly turned around. Aunt Chili Pepper was standing in the front row, dabbing tears off her face.
We're not crying because of the way you smell. We're crying because your voice is so beautiful.
Onion looked out into the crowd. Everyone was clapping in agreement.
Keep singing, Onion.
Onion looked back at the band. Bromaine, the bass player. Chickpea, the cellist. Kaylee, keyboard. And Onion's Italian cousin, Scallion, all grinned and gave him the thumbs up. Onion belted out another song. His voice soared through the theater as tears poured down the faces of his adoring audience. That was the day that Onion made a town full of new friends, discovered Onion goggles, and realized that crying isn't always a bad thing.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is The Onion Who Made Everyone Cry, written by Jordan Myrick. I'm your host, Robbie Damon. Brian White is our associate producer. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by McCubbin Owens. Our editor and senior producer is Sarah Serrano. Executive producers are Janine Cornelow, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louis for Wondery.